The Australian Federal Police has apologised for mistakenly publishing sensitive information, including metadata, connected to criminal investigations. The Greens spokesman for communications, Senator Scott Ludlam, has described it as a serious breach. He says it's a worrying sign that Australian authorities can't be trusted with our information. The federal government and Australian law enforcement agencies are pushing for a mandatory data retention scheme to force telecommunications companies to keep personal data from phone and web users. Mandy Sami reports.
In 2012, the Australian Federal Police provided documents to the Senate which were then made publicly available online on parliamentary sites for several years. In those documents, the AFP accidentally disclosed sensitive information. The breach has only just been noticed. The Greens spokesman for communications is Senator Scott Ludlam.
It looked as though it was metadata from a live criminal investigation. It named particular officers, it named target suspects and devices. So obviously when that was brought to our attention, we removed the documents, we let the AFP know. But obviously this does give us some concerns that this is an agency that's seeking, you know, to harvest metadata from 23.5 million people in a mandatory data retention proposal that didn't appear to be very aware of data security of what it already has.
How serious a breach is this?
This is not really a confidence-building measure. The Australian government is pressing ahead with proposals for mandatory data retention for the entire population to be accessed by dozens and dozens of agencies without so much as a single warrant being required. I've got very serious concerns about it. And one of those concerns is the privacy implications. And so here we have a data breach document that's been published and live for a couple of years from an agency that says that it takes this sort of thing pretty seriously.
The AFP has strongly backed the government's proposal for a mandatory data retention scheme. The scheme would force telecommunications companies to keep personal data of phone and web users. PM contacted the Australian Federal Police for comment, but a spokesperson wasn't available. Instead, the AFP sent PM this written response.
The AFP takes this breach very seriously and has immediately taken the appropriate steps to rectify the matter. At the request of the AFP, the relevant information has been taken down from the Parliamentary Services website. The AFP has also apologised to the relevant stakeholders associated with this matter. Additionally, the AFP has self-reported this breach to the Australian Privacy Commissioner.
PM also contacted the Office of the Australian Privacy Commissioner, Timothy Pilgrim, to ask how serious a breach he thinks this is. He wasn't available for an interview, but his office, otherwise known as the OAIC, sent this statement.
The OAIC is awaiting further information from the AFP and will then assess the data breach in line with its normal processes. The OAIC strongly suggests all government agencies and organisations covered by the Privacy Act 1988 carefully consider the importance of data security and the risk of data breach.
Mr Ludlam says he's happy the Privacy Commissioner is looking into the matter.
I'm glad they've taken it up, and it's interesting to note that the Australian government proposes to abolish that office, so that's not a confidence-building sign. It's not the first time this kind of thing has happened. If you remember back a couple of months ago, really sensitive information from thousands of people locked up in our detention system were published. These are people who are fleeing violent regimes in many instances. There have been numerous large-scale data breaches from corporate servers. And that's one of the reasons that we're so strongly against mandatory data retention. It's very hard to keep these large archives of personal information secret and protected.
The discourse at the moment is that this is needed. You know, we have terrorist threats, we've got a war that's being waged in Syria, in Iraq, and this is going to help fight that. Do you buy into that?
I don't buy it at all. The fact is most of these warrantless requests are made by law enforcement agencies, local governments, the Victorian Taxi Inspectorate, Racing and Gaming, dozens and dozens of agencies that have no national security role to play at all. In other countries, Germany and other European countries where data retention was in law for a while, it made absolutely no difference to crime clearance rates. I suspect it won't here either. And I fail to understand how protecting Australians from people who might be combatants in the Middle East requires rolling surveillance over 23.5 million Australian men, women and children. I really don't think the case has been made, and I think it's an extremely dangerous one.
Greens Senator Scott Ludlam ending Mandy Sami's report.